the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Hawks back at the United Center after the long and arduous circus trip.
Oops. Oh, that was the wrong one.
That hurt. Oh, did that hurt?
Ouch. What?
You know, sometimes an elephant just bites. I don't know. You know.
Sounds like that.
Or does that. Either way.
But the elephants aren't in the circus anymore.
So no.
We don't have to worry about that stink anymore.
No longer smells like elephant poop. Eddie O is joining us. And now,
Mr. What about horses? How come you don't have a horse down there?
Oh, don't tempt him, Eddie.
Oh, right in my wheelhouse, Anna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I knew you'd like that.
All right. Hey, happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yes, thanks to you. Thanks. Thanks for the card. Appreciate it. Hey,
First off, bro. Hold on a second.
Yes,
I was driving in. The Eisenhower's a little jammed up, but I made it safely near the United Center. But you were reading that promo for Apple Chevrolet. That's where I bought my very first car back in 1984, 85.
Oh.
I bought my very first car from Apple Chevrolet.
Did you tell him Ro sent you?
Even in 1984, right?
Yeah,
didn't know Ro then.
Yeah,
no,
I was in college.
Didn't come to mind.
And they're like, who? Yeah, you know, but here's it. Now, that's the beautiful thing. Well, that's down near where you grew up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yes, it was, yeah.
And the thing about it, it's a family-owned and operated business, and what a great business they do. The Alfirovich family down there. Those are real Chicago ones right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah, I don't know if I could buy the same car that I bought back in 84, 85, because it's not exactly a... considering my kids are all older and out the door, yeah, I bought a nice Corvette back in 84, 85.
That's first contract money right there. Look at this, Ma. Look what I'm going to buy.
Yeah.
Drive around the neighborhood.
Those were the days. That was before hair product, and I had a lot of hair back then.
Yeah, a lot of hair coming down. You have a lot of hair again, but you have that hair coming down your back. You had the mullet going. You had the hockey mullet. I remember the young Eddie O.
Yeah, a long time ago. So good to be home. Good to be home, everybody.
All right, so let's talk about that. So the Hawks go 3-3-1 on the circus trip, and they have an interesting moment because. Jonathan Toews now out with this upper body. It's a little mysterious as to what it is. He's going to miss another game. And you wonder now how without the captain who has really, come back to that form that he needed to be right before the injury. How does this team respond, do you think?
Well, look, scoring goals has been a chore on the road trip. Going 3-3-1 and being .500. I mean, they had a tough time finishing and creating a lot of the chances. So without, arguably your best two-way forward and the center ice position, which is so important over the years, we've talked a lot about it, is that, that center iceman team, the way that Joel wants to play. So it's going to have to be by committee. Other players get an opportunity, and you're going to really bank on the big line of Anisimov, Kane, and Panarin to, be the line that finishes off and know that they're going to be a threat each and every night. And, they had a lot of success in the last couple of games on that trip since Joel reunited them. But, hey, next man up mentality, and it's an opportunity for somebody else. So whether Johnny's out tonight and Thursday, and maybe he's back, maybe he isn't. It's an opportunity for somebody else to step up and take advantage of the opportunity.
Speaking of that, when we last spoke with you, there was some settling in going on with the rookies here. How are they doing now? Bring us up to speed and what you think.
Yeah, well, look, I think that when you look at the guys, especially up front, Anna, Ryan Hartman has played really well. One of the many Chicago kids that the Hawks have in their lineup. He has performed well. I think he had 3 goals on the circus trip. Tyler Mott joined the team during the circus trip. He's kind of gotten back to where he was before he got hurt. Vinny Hinostroza had a game for the ages in Vancouver where he had, 2 points. He had his first goal in a National Hockey League in period 3 with that big comeback in Vancouver. And then he assisted on the overtime winner by Marian Hossa to help win that game. So he had a 3-point night. Nick Schmaltz, I think, is still finding his way. And I think he's shown flashes of what the Blackhawks think that he can become. So I think the young guys have, with the opportunities that they've gotten, I think that they've taken advantage, especially the first 2 guys I mentioned in Hartman and Mott. And the way that the Hawks have their lineup set up, they're going to need their young guys to continue to step up and do what they need to do. And it's good to see that they're getting the opportunity. But at the end of the day, they got to be the ones that to get the job done. And with injuries or going through tough times as a team, you're going to need everybody. And I think for the most part, the young guys have performed well. It's inconsistent, but that's what happens with young players. But I think that Mott and Hartman have been the two guys for me anyway since the start of the year to now. Have been the guys that have stood out the most.
Well, Eddie, you mentioned Marian Hossa. Last season, 13 goals in 64 games. This season, yeah. 11 goals in 22 games.
Woo!
One.
Isn't
how
that crazy?
How big is it for those young guys, all of them that you just mentioned, to get a chance to play with someone like Hossa? And two, how is Hossa doing this?
Yeah, well, I think, Kev, that you know, you look at the rest that Marian Hossa had over the course of the summer. He played in the World Cup of Hockey for Team Europe. He performed really well. I think he took that part of his game into the start of the season, and he's off to just a terrific start. And look, he always has an impact on the game, whether he's scoring or not. And the Hawks need him to score. Mm-hmm. Let's make it perfectly clear.
Yeah.
In the Hawks, that's the one area of concern. Ro, you had me on at the start of the year, and we talked, and then that was the one concern that I mentioned to you, is that the concern for me is that are the Hawks deep enough offensively to, you know, to be a serious threat, not just in the regular season, but come playoff time. And it's been up and down. It you know, they haven't been able to score consistently over the course of the season. But Marian Hossa has been consistent. He had a couple of game-winning goals on that road trip. And, look, to have a guy like Marian Hossa in that dressing room for young players to be able to look up to and watch and see how he carries himself, to me, that is invaluable. That is just a Hall of Famer waiting, and players can watch him. And, you know, look, he has an effect on older players as well. But I think when you're a young player and you can look up to a guy and to see how he carries himself on and off the ice and the way that he prepares, it's just a win-win for everybody. So I think it's all of the above for him, Kev. Mm-hmm. I think it's the rest. I think it's the World Cup of Hockey jump start that he had. And he's playing really well, and he's playing in a lot of key situations. So it's great to see, because it couldn't happen to a better guy.
I can't. He is just such an amazing. Every once in a while, you get a guy playing on your team that you stop and you think you have to stop and pinch yourself and realize this won't last forever. And
right.
You have to appreciate what you have in front of you.
Yeah.
And on this team, you have three amazing hockey players. First ballot Hall of Famers, no question about it. I would argue that you should put Marian Hossa in the Hall of Fame now. that's a separate. I mean, you know, it's foregone conclusion for all three of them. But
right.
I mean, in Marian Hossa's case, it is amazing to watch. And again, for people who are fortunate enough to be able to get a chance to come out and see the Blackhawks live, and maybe it's the first time you know you're taking kids or you're taking somebody who's not into hockey and you take them for the first time to go see this, and you get to see a guy, you know, a master of his craft, like Marian Hossa.
Yeah.
It is something special.
Well, Ro, you make a great point, and I think that I would add, I would assume you were talking about Kane and Taves as the other two guys,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, I would put Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook into that team picture as well, because you talk about leadership, you talk about consistency, you talk about guys that being able to do it in all situations. Those guys certainly, they certainly follow right in. But I think you make a great point on Marian Hossa, and I would encourage any hockey fans that come to the United Center and do get that opportunity to watch in person, is just it's hard not to watch the puck when you're at the United Center. It's not hard to watch the action where the puck is. Like on TV, you know, we have to follow that, but that's where my job, that's where I take great pride in my job, is to be able to show people what happens behind the play. But I would encourage anybody, when they get a chance, to watch the Hawk games at home, or whether they travel on the road, and there are a lot of Blackhawk fans that made the circus trip adventure and got a chance to see the Hawks on the road. Watch the players, how they play away from the puck. Watch how they react to certain situations. And that, to me, is really what makes this game so great, is just the effort that goes into trying to jump into the play, or maybe a guy works extremely hard on a back check. That's what separates good players from great players, and Marian Hossa is one of those guys that works extremely hard and is just a fun player to follow, whether he has the puck or not.
Well, to me, one of the sexiest things in all of sports is watching
hockey. Thank you, Ro.
You're welcome, Eddie. Especially the horse coverage, you know.
Even though I'm officially a gelding, that's okay. You can still be sexy and be a gelding, right? Is that okay?
That's true.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so one of the sexiest things in all of sports is when the puck changes direction in a play, mm-hmm. and it's moving back across the center line, and guys have to make that turn, they make that pivot on their skates, and then they go chase. The speed at which it's like watching an air show. To me, it's like watching jets in an air show. When they turn around and they make that move, and you watch that acceleration,
sort of gliding a little
bit, and you can't believe the power and the speed of the game when you're there. You just can't, and against that bright ice, it's something very special.
Yeah, it's all knee bend and it's all anticipation and it's not breaking stride, right?
I mean, right.
That's the biggest thing because. It's almost that, when I'm lucky enough to be a part of the Blackhawk youth hockey camps with the great Annie Cammons, who's the head of the youth hockey department with the Blackhawks. And what we teach our young hockey players, both boys and girls at our camps is when you get in a hockey position and your hockey position needs to have knee bend, because if you ever get straight legged and you do have to change direction
Can't
to your point, Ro,
it
takes a while. And that split second that you're getting back into your knee bend or you're back into your hockey position, you don't have that opportunity. You're going to be late. And if you have to hesitate at all, that's the difference between maybe stopping a play or getting back and helping out or maybe creating an offensive chance. But it is something to watch. And like I said, I really encourage hockey fans, the great Blackhawk fans, when they come to the United Center. And I'll try to do that tonight during the broadcast is maybe just show a little bit from the play.
Why don't you do that just in honor of me, Ed Zo, why don't you just show one of those turnarounds? If you can just talk to your director now about it, that would be really good.
All right. I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
And if I'm not working the game, that I'm looking for a job because they didn't like my idea.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. I fully understand it. All right. Thank you very much, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right. Thanks for having me, everybody. See you guys later.
See you later.
That hockey position, that's from the old hockey cards, the playing cards trading, I think it was Tops that did it. I'm trying to remember
who it was. So the position you're describing, you're
saying? These guys all, if it was not an action card, they all had to assume this position.
Right.
With a stick across their thighs, knees bent.
Sort of point position, like in basketball a little bit.
Right. The hockey stick just a little ajar. Yeah. Right, and it was that look,
right,
that smile with one tooth in it,
right. That was and a black eye,
right? The beauty of a hockey card
that summed it up.